Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. In overnight trade, soybeans are recovering a little bit, but man, took a big hit yesterday. The Money Farm's Allison Thompson says it's South American weather.
And most of it had to do with some better weather forecasts in South America coming through, expectations of some wetter forecasts. But again, it remains spotty at best across dry areas. So it's kind of like the U.S. this past year, which is pretty fresh in the market's mind on how that actually turned out. We did see some better yields than I think what was expected earlier on. And that could definitely be the case in South America too. But we have to remember that this is a large area that they're dealing with of seeing spotty rains. So how it's exactly offset obviously remains unknown. But right now we are looking at better chances of rain this week and into next weekend. But again, nothing that's really changing or confirming that we're going to see a change in weather pattern. So until we really see that, I guess I'm not totally convinced. It's a weather market, so anytime you're going to hear talk of rain, it's going to sell off. And obviously, it goes where it hurts the most, and we're testing the next area of support levels. So as long as we can hold this $13 area, I'd say we could still turn this thing around. Otherwise, we could go back and test good support around that 1270 area if it really wanted to on January soybeans. But honestly, we're still hearing a lot of private analysts lowering their production estimates for South America. In Brazil. So there's obviously reason for concern there. But the other thing we have to be aware of too is that Brazil is going into their carnival season here, which is pretty much like the U.S. during July. They take a lot of their holidays and vacations in December. So we might not get as much information out of Brazil in the next few weeks and then going into Christmas until we get into the new year. So it could be pretty sporadic. And of course, the market doesn't like uncertainties. So it definitely leaves some questions there on how the market's going to respond or react. But for right now, they're just watching weather forecasts.
Allison says Monday, wheat was the leader.
Which is really good to see, finishing on some really good positive notes, honestly, across the board there. So we'll take the gains there for sure. Definitely giving us a little bit of a buy signal, actually, on all three markets right now. So that's really, really good to see, and hopefully continues. No one really knows how long they last in wheat, all subject to change relatively fast, but today's gains are pretty impressive, given that we did see the dollar actually trade higher, too. So we got to take them when they come. But honestly, demand's the key headline here, and hopefully we continue to get them.
But Allison, what is going on with cattle futures, especially feeder cattle?
Well, we actually made new lows today, and that does not bode well for the cattle going forward. So with that, it does look like we may have printed the highest here for this cycle. But it's something we've been preaching for a long time now, you know, to make sure you're getting some protection on, whether that be insurance or puts. But even here, I know we've fallen off steeply, but it still wouldn't be a bad idea to have some protection on in place if you are hedging. Some of those things now would still be an okay time to do it. Markets always go where they hurt the most. Case in point, we're seeing it in cattle now. We've seen it in the grains, obviously, this year as well. So it's always good to make sure you have some type of protection in place in case things do fall apart, and this being a case in point. So we'll see how it goes from here, but honestly, looking at it from a technical perspective, it doesn't necessarily look good. At least hogs were able to maintain some support today. But again, outside markets are going to be the thing to watch as well, and they did fall off pretty good today too. Out of some pretty big economic reports we're watching this week, jobs report's the big one. And obviously there's concern that we rose too fast, too hard last month. November was a very good month for outside markets. So maybe we're seeing some of that follow through into the livestock sector as well.
Allison Thompson of The Money Farm. You're listening to Inside Agriculture, where it's time for a weather break.